Good morning and welcome to me. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning, Ashwini.
So what is the true nature of reality? Here are excerpts from Ask the Awakened by Wei Wu Wei. The universe is not real in itself, but only as a projection of underlying reality. Phenomena are real as projections onto the screen of reality. Reality, self in Vedanta, is your ever-present consciousness. It is not the eye that sees. It's not the ear that hears. There is seeing, there is hearing. Who sees? Who hears? No one. That is the truth. For the seeing and the seen, the hearing and the heard, are impersonality, impersonal consciousness. Awakening is a readjustment. The state is always present, is our normal, permanent, real nature, as the masters of all the doctrines never tire of telling us. But the conscious experience of it is denied us by a devotion, by a deviation of subjectivity onto a concept that, as such, is unreal, an object in consciousness appearing as its own subject. Until this phantom is exorcised by being exposed, subjectivity appears to be bound, and we cannot experience it as it is in reality. Huh? The clarity of the sage sometimes sounds nonsensical, as it challenges our dualistic way of thinking and speaking, which anchors around our being a subject to which the world is object. But mystical teachings seed curiosity about discovering a level of perception that is pure subjectivity. Therefore, practitioners take it on faith that they are deluded, within quotes, and practice looking deeply until they have a direct experience of the reality the sages inhabit and point toward. Here's our first caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Yes, this is Jackie from New Hampshire.
Hey, Jackie.
Hi, Sherry. So that last sentence that Ashwini read, that until we practice looking deeply, then having the direct experience, seems to be the just the real crux of this assignment for me. You know, as coming along to that, you know, the whole year long of me, you know, who's the me that is hearing? Is that ego or is it life? And just keep coming back to that over and over again. It's really
been great. Go on.
Yeah.
I think one of my favorite parts of this assignment is,
yeah.
how often we get to that, huh? Is
yeah.
It, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My favorite part was the real part about the bunny, the being real. I know she didn't read that part of the assignment, but just the, you know, the getting to the realness of the, you know, the shabbiness of the hair falling out. So I'm getting older. Kind of applicable.
We really relate.
Yeah, you can really, really relate to that. So that's pretty wonderful. Yeah.
Well, and that's really true, isn't it? I mean, I think that this is where you're going with this. That as we keep practicing, as we keep coming back to that, or what? Or I mean, we're sincerely looking. We're trying to see what is so, and we can sense all that's being worn away in that process, right? We can look back and realize that we are different. It wasn't really a decision to be different, but it was just the looking, the practicing, the coming back to here, the next assignment, the seeing, and it's like parts of us, we hope they're mostly ego parts of us, are just being worn away.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing that can happen just by noticing and looking and witnessing.
Yes, yes. In fact, I would venture to say that's the only way it can happen.
Yeah.
Which I think is why it's not more popular.
Yeah.
I mean, especially this culture is a quick fix kind of thing. Can't I get a pill? Is there a shot for that? And to realize, no, it's a that the patience, the sincerity, the dedication, that is it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is it. And we want to, you know, because of our conditioning, we want to just leap right over that and get to the real stuff. But that is the real stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm very appreciative for this whole year long of the questioning of the who, me, and this wonderful assignment. So thank you so very much.
Well, and you know, as you well know, I'm sure, we have one more week.
Yeah.
And we have a little break, and then we get to start this right up again and keep this process of just wearing away everything that isn't love.
Yes, yes, thank you. Thank you for that reminder.
Yeah, thank you, Jackie. Go happy.
Thank you. You too.
Thanks, Jackie. Wearing away that everything that isn't love. I love
that.
That's
it, huh?
Yeah. Oh, yes. So much to say, especially in the light of the Velveteen Rabbit in that regard. But let's hear from our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi there. This is Kate from Seattle.
Hey, Kate. Kate? Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, great. Sorry about that. I had a technical thing. Good morning.
Good morning.
I love that quote. I'm carrying carrying that with me today, wear everything away that isn't love. I'm feeling a lot of that alternate reality today as I'm heading into, I have a big interview tomorrow, and I'm leaning on all my practices right now, and that quote couldn't have been more perfectly timed.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. Say more about the quote and where it lands for you, Kate.
Well, it lands right in, like, the essence of, like, self and life and love.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes the reality of true nature come forward.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's sort of what I was projecting and wanted to clarify, because in the face of whatever this big interview is, it feels so real. The stakes seem so high.
Yes.
The focus becomes the performance and the outcome of this interview, what it means, and, you know, living in that sort of limbo of it's big. I don't know how I'm going to do. I don't know what the outcome is, but it's really all weighty, right? It's like, it feels heavy. And
very.
So when we recontextualize that as I'm always only in the process of being worn away so that all there is love, it gets recontextualized. It doesn't matter what happens at the interview, because whatever happens at the interview is the gift for my awakening to the love that I am.
Mm. Yes.
That's the shift in the reality. It's the reality check, if you will.
Yes, yes. It's so beautifully said. And I like also that shifting it into the process of being worn away.
Mm. That's right. Yeah. It's reassuring because it lands at the essential. And then we use all the practice tools to keep coming back to the love that Kate is not on trial here.
Yes, which is definitely where ego would like to put it.
Yeah, that if you did well in this interview, if you get this job or whatever it is the interview is for, then we can establish that you are worth staying on this space, on this plant.
Yeah. Yeah, which in turn will make, usually makes the interview go less well than it would go I mean, obviously, definitely less well than it would go if I were present to it all.
Right, and but that in itself is the contest, right? To the practitioner, if you were present, the interview will go well. But you're not present, so let's try to fix you in order to get more present, and that just ups the anxiety. Right.
And it's a bit of a vicious cycle.
And that place of I'm watching it all. I'm watching what happens to Kate because of that. I'm watching what happens to the interview. I'm watching. And so if the nervousness doesn't settle, the energy doesn't settle, even though you're paying attention, which is part of the Velveteen Rabbit process, right? It's what Sherry was just saying. That is the devotion. That is the process. But we can't receive it even while it's happening. Yeah? There's nothing wrong with that because you're having the experience of you actually don't know how the interview is going to go and you don't know who's going to show up and you don't know what's going to happen. And yet I'm just present to what's happening for me now.
Yes.
Yeah. Which is real.
Which is real. Yeah. Yeah. And then to not listen to ego when whatever shows up, ego doesn't like, right? The ego can make that wrong that you're nervous going in or that you're feeling X, Y, or Z. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which is also future projection because once the interview is over, we have the choice of dealing with whatever's arising then, but it's projecting that and having to, so you have to be present now so that when you're going in, you were present at the interview so that you can avoid the beating that you're going to get when you get out of the interview. You see how it's tracking projection.
Yes. All right. Well, as always, my practice will be to stay present, and I plan on doing a lot of dancing in the next 24 hours before it happens.
Yes, to have all the energy and to just be with her because it doesn't matter. That's the love that will carry us through, which within quotes is actually presence, right?
Yeah.
There's no presence without love for her.
Yes. Thank you for that. This is supportive, Gesho.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. And here's our next caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Anna in Lviv.
Well, hello there, and happy day to you.
Thank you. Thank you.
That would be a happy birthday since I happen to know it's your birthday. I guess. I don't know. Are we in enough of a time zone same that it is?
It is. It still is. Thank
you.
Oh,
very good.
The evening, it's nice and dark here. It was evening and it's still the day. We're on the same day.
All right. Very good. Very
just
good.
Morning and evening. Thank All you. Right. And it's so sweet. It's been such a sweet day because I realized last night that all I wanted for my birthday was presents. As in,
uh-huh.
You know,
yes. Yeah, the correct spelling of that. Yes.
Uh-huh. Free sense presents. And
yeah.
And that's available to sit together with her this morning and just be together through the day. It's just been very sweet.
Yeah, be together. Glad to be here. Yeah, all of those things. And I don't know, you didn't say this, but I will. And not only is that enough, it's everything.
It's everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It really is. Without it, there's nothing.
There's nothing.
Can be enjoyed.
Right. That's right. People could be just heaping those TS presence on
mm-hmm.
you, and without that being with,
mm-hmm.
none of it would mean anything. It would
right.
it would just land in that place of emptiness and dissatisfaction.
Yes. Yep. Absolutely so. And to just be full, fulfilled, overflowing, grateful, mm-hmm. and then mm-hmm. receiving all of these lovely birthday wishes and
Yeah, and no missile strikes.
Not here today. I mean, there is, Mm-hmm.
There are always somewhere.
Yeah. Exactly so. And that's part of the training too. Go ahead.
No, you finish.
Well, you know, the learning to eat while people are screaming of hunger, which is true for mm-hmm. us wherever we are in the world, but learning to rest and relax when there are people in close proximity being bombed is that same training principle, it seems.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. To be aware of all of it.
Yep.
And it's where, to me, it's the most difficult and most essential place to apply, to understand deeply inside the marrow of the bones, there mm-hmm. is nothing wrong. There is nothing wrong. Are there things that we wish were different? Would we mm-hmm. change them if we could? Yes. Mm-hmm. And that's not mm-hmm. the same as there's something wrong. So can we stay in love?
Yes.
In the face of all that we see.
And our going to something wrong and identifying with the illusion that is something wrong assists nothing. That it feeds the separation. It feeds.
That's right. Yes, it doesn't help anything. And we can have that strong sense that it actually feeds.
Yes.
Right? Because that's something wrong. Who's wrong? What are they doing? How mm-hmm. does it need to change? What needs mm-hmm. to happen? Yeah, it all back to being with her on this, remembering the day of her birth. Mm-hmm. When we leave that and go into that something wrong, not enough, we are actually contributing to
yes.
all of the things that we would then see as wrong mm-hmm. and missing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you.
For me, it's just that's an extra encouragement to
yes.
stay with what everything in our egocentric conditioning says is a self-centered place to be.
Yeah. Really. And some of the birthday greetings and wishes I've received today have expressed, like, thank you for being who you are and being a light, and being a steady presence.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
And it's like also receiving the gift of the very fact that all I want for my birthday is presence is because of practice.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yes, yes, and everything, again, all of the egocentric conditioning we've received would say, but that's not enough.
Mm-hmm.
That's not enough. Just to be a steady presence,
mm-hmm.
just to be here, that's not enough. You need to do something. You need to do something. And we, no. All right, well, you keep enjoying.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
You too. Go happy.
Go happy.
Thanks, Anna, and happy birthday. And here's my next caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Oh, hi. It's Shoe Baby.
Hey, Shoe Baby.
Hi. Well, it's a two-for-one today because it's my birthday, too.
Oh my gosh! Happy birthday!
Thank you. You know, I'm just looking at my birthday and looking at the assignment for this week, and I'm very, very grateful for it because, you know, the voices are just have a lot. It, you know, it's interesting. It's not even saying. It's just the feeling, and the guidance of in the assignment of, you know, when the alarm goes off, you know, make a deep drop the conversation, make a deep gassho, and I forget, it said something like call attention or bring awareness to your true nature, even if it doesn't feel like it or something like that. And I'm really appreciating that, because the voices are, they're going to town today on just, you know, reflections on what I should have accomplished at this point or what I'm still not able to do. And what I just saw about that was it's almost a kind of like a, how dare you even try to feel happy, Sridevi, or feel grateful when there's all of these things that you still struggle with. And so I'm just grateful for today's assignment to just keep coming back to. The alarm goes off, I'm not in that story. Though it sometimes feels hard because it's such a feeling in the body, even if there's not a conscious, even if the voice isn't saying it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. Because that's the level of the identification, right? It gets rooted in your system, in your tissues, in the experience of yourself as being, what, something wrong with you.
Yeah.
And so even if it's not a tirade and it's not a gross set of messages being bombarded, you're being bombarded by, it's still that feeling that, oh my gosh, it's my birthday, and what have I done? Who am I? What have I accomplished? And so to just do the assignment, to do the practice.
Yeah.
Because I project, and that line, the practice of whenever the alarm goes off, bow to the true nature, even though it doesn't feel like that is my reality. Because the practice, again, it goes back to what Sherry was talking about, of what is devotion, what is love, is the devotion to the practice of, alarm goes off, I bow to that true nature, even if I don't feel it. Because that is the process by which whatever needs to be worn away is worn away, so that I feel that love is what I am.
Yeah, and I think the beauty of today, just as almost as reflected in the last call, is I feel very grateful that the messages I'm getting, you know, are those reminders. When that voice is going out, I go, no, there's a person who is not me, who actually knows me and knows my heart, that is taking the time in their day to express, you know, a happy birthday or a gratitude or to wish me the best. And to root myself in that relationship and not in a relationship with the voices.
That's right, because they are my doorway to disidentify from the me that I think that I am, which I'm not, which is what the bow to true nature is, right? That's who I really am. That's what I'm bowing to.
Yeah.
And it's not accessible to me when the voices are at this level of escalation. But when I am greeted by somebody who's not me, who wishes me, or who expresses gratitude, that's where the attention goes. That's what I tune into as the truth, which allows me to have an experience of myself, which I can't yet have when the voices are escalating so much.
Yeah. Yeah, and just as was reflected earlier, the wearing away everything that isn't love, I think one of the things that I'm kind of seeing is I think the voices attacks have been escalating so much in the last 3 or 4 months because I've been the most consistent in my practice, I think, in these last several months, just as consistent as I think I've ever been. And I watch these kinds of more and more insights just coming in and more of that awareness of the love of the true nature. And so there's a part of me is like, all right, I see what you're doing, voices. You're escalating because you're starting to get really scared, and there's almost a little bit of a like, ha ha. You're not going to win this one. I it's not going to happen that way.
Yeah. Well, and that's what's been worn away, right? Before, the voice could get you by saying I'm going to break you, and you realize, no, I've actually been through several dark nights of the soul. I'm never broken. This is just the process of transcendence. This is just the process of wearing away. Not going to believe that.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So thank you so much, and just so grateful to also have a chance to call in on my birthday. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, thank you, and happy birthday. And we are at the penultimate week, so the experience that you're articulating is so much what we're going to be looking at next week. So stay tuned.
Great. Thank you.
Thank
Go
you,
happy.
Baby. Bye.
That's such so important for us to remember. When the voices heat up like that, it's because we're winning, not because we're losing.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. All right. Here's our next caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself? Next caller.
Good morning. This is Mark in Ferndale. I'm happy to be here.
Well, hello, Mark. It's not your birthday?
It's not.
Well, happy birthday anyway, okay? Because I might not get to talk to you on your birthday, and so happy birthday when that comes around. What are you seeing?
Well, I'll tell you, what you said in your first conversation pretty much has been my experience, and that is all of the things that have worn away since I have been doing this practice. And it really does, it kind of makes me emotional because of the gratitude that I feel for having had the practice and keeping the practice and continuing to wear away those things which keep me from seeing my true nature.
Mm-hmm. And that your true nature is love.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes. So grateful.
Yes. Yes. And it's funny, connecting it up with the last conversation, we can realize when we're in one of these places where we see it that clearly, right? Everything that I've gone through, all of the things I didn't want to go through that the voices were telling me I wasn't going to make it through, all of those places were the wearing away. And it had to be that way. It had to go that way because I couldn't be clinging to those things and realize my true nature. I couldn't get to love and cling to all of those things. But the ripping them out of my clinging hands was a very painful experience, right?
Yes.
And then we get to this place where we feel the love and recognize it for what it is and ourselves for what we are. And the gratitude is just immense. And thank God we weren't in charge of the decisions about our life. Because we would not have chosen those things if we were conscious of what was going on.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Well, you are so welcome. Go happy. I know you will, but I'll say it anyway. Go happy.
Okay. Goodbye.
All right. Thanks, Mark.
Thanks, Mark. Shall we squeeze another caller in, Jerry?
Let's do.
All right. Next caller, you are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Oh, look at that. Hi, Sherry and Ashwini. It's Janet here from England.
Hey, Janet.
Hi. I just such lovely conversation, and I just wrote down, self-hating voices will never cease. Which I think is a pretty bad design, actually, for human beings. But my ability to increase my awareness, to be loved, to be present, to be awakened, to be devoted, increases.
Yes, that's right.
And that has been my experience over this year, and all sorts of... just in all sorts of little ways where I just feel moments of grace just come like little wisps of cloud. And the most moving thing, I must just tell you, there was a gentleman who called in from Germany a while ago, and there was just something about the way he expressed his thanks that just split me open, and I just felt so connected to love. I mean, he was expressing thanks, but it was just a wonderful way to feel it in myself, and that kind of has resonated for, well, I think it's probably about 10 days since he called in, which was so beautiful.
And may I, Janet, I know we're at the close to the end of the show, but that place of, in that moment where you got split open, self-hate just ceased.
Sorry, and say that last bit. Say that last bit again.
The self-hating voice did cease. Suffering ended in that moment of complete love. And so it's where we are when we are having an experience, because at the place where you were writing down that self-hating voices never cease and it's a bad design, there is that's an interesting place, because there's only one word missing yet there, and that's yet. Right? In that, for her, in that moment, that is true. But she is acknowledging how much she is able to be love, not self-hate. Right?
Yes. Yes.
And then going on to talk about a moment in which the truth of what is so in the moment absolutely negates what she just wrote down. And so then the work becomes really clear, right? In every moment.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And it's not, well, I'm doing it with this sangha and with this human, and it's making a massive difference to my heart.
Exactly. So then we are in the process, right? So in the process, we oscillate. And there's nothing wrong with that, because that is the process of becoming real.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, thank you so much for squeezing me in at the end.
Thank you, Janet. Go ahead.
Thank you.
So I know we're at the end, but I saw something in that conversation that I've never seen before, so you know me, I have to say it. When Janet said that about the voices never end, and it's a bad design, and which we can all sympathize with, right? We can all. But what I saw was blot dots. Now, I don't know if they have blot dots in the UK, but blot dots, right, on the side of the road, that if you start veering off to one side or the other and you're getting out of your lane, boom, 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 and it kind of wakes you up and you realize, oh, I need to get back on course here. And if that is the role of the egocentric karmic conditioning self-hate voices, that they're going to, if I start veering off, they're my blot dots, then actually I think it's a very good design that potential is always there, because I don't want to just wind up in a ditch somewhere not having realized that I have gone off the road.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yes. Yes. Well, it's that recontextualization of perspective that everything is unfolding perfectly. There's nothing in the design that is not perfect.
Yeah. And if we stay on course, you know, if we stay here, then we're golden, right? But if we begin to veer, we're going to get that helpful reminder to get back in the lane. I think it's very beautiful. All right. Well, thank you so much, Ashwini. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Sherry. Go happy.
Go happy.